Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And after saying we wouldn't be doing any more specials for a while, this week is a Ballstock special featuring, right now, three bottles behind. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Three Bottles Behind and a track called This Town Needs Lungs. I actually saw Three Bottles Behind a couple of years ago at Club 85 in Itchen. Very good live. Worth seeing at some point. I've got this down as a Ballstock special. I'll explain what a Ballstock is in just a second. In the meantime, I'm not convinced that in particular they are playing Ballstock this year. I haven't got the lineup to hand, but they have played it previously, so they count. They are local to Round Me, as are all the bands we're playing this week, and I have an exciting discovery that I will be revealing later on in the show about one of the bands that we may have played last week that I didn't realise I knew.
Okay.
What a lunatic. I've got Ballstock 2013 lineup right in front of me here. Ballstock is a festival that happens in Ballstock every year, and it happens this weekend every year. It takes place over 15 different venues. It's the biggest free music festival in Hertfordshire, and I think quite possibly the southeast of England. And I'm just going to look now to see whether I can see what bands are on and when, and whether I can see Three Bottles Behind. I'll tell you what I'll do. I won't go through the whole thing now, but I can say they are not playing on Friday. Let's find out after the next song whether they're playing next week. This would normally be the section when I would talk and do some poems and jokes and that, and I have got them, but I can't find them. I put them in a file somewhere so well hidden I can't find them. So if you have a joke for me or a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs and send us your poem or your joke. Sounds sensible?
It does.
Now then, Tony, you've got a new fan, by the way.
Have I?
Yeah. My friend Becky, I got her to listen to Punky Radio last week, and I believe there was a bit of an exchange on Twitter where she said she liked your voice.
She recognised it. She got good ears.
Yeah. She was even Mansfield. I went, kinda. And yeah, I saw her on Saturday and she said she found your voice very soothing and it reminded her of home. She's also an East Midlands girl. And I went, well, that's rubbish. What about mine? So yeah, you've got a new fan, Tone, so I might even point her in the direction of your page, or maybe you can tell me about your page briefly for the next song.
Yep, it's facebook.com/TheTonyHearn.
There you go. How many likes are you up to now?
I think it was 86.
Well done. Let's try and make that 100 by next week, shall we?
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah. So what I want to ask you for the next band is, what is Three Bottles Behind's punk rockers page?
punkrockers.co.uk/3bottlesbehind.
Nearly. punkrockers.com/3bottlesbehind. Probably been instant one, Tony Neil. If you never looked at punkrockers.com before, it's really good. You'll like it a lot. It's punky friendly. I might get in touch with them directly and say, do you want to do something with us? Because it's perfect for us. Okay. Right, on with the next track. Here's a bunch of punk rockers right now, kinda. Band called Dirty Parlay. This is from The Vault. We played this track earlier this year. They are playing Bullstock this year. I'll give you the Bullstock website in a little bit. What is Dirty Parlay's Facebook page?
facebook.com/dirtyparlay.
It is, and Parlay does not have the accent on it on Facebook, so it's written in English. It's Dirty, P-A-R-L-E, and this is Death by Life. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony.
Okay.
With your nice voice and your nonsense. That was Dirty Parlay, Death by Light. They're great live, actually, though. Really, really good. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
Kindly got a bit of Facebook.
Right.
Don't forget, if you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us, a lot of people on Facebook, millions apparently. So
I've heard it's quite popular.
Yeah, I think it's getting there. So do leave us a comment. Easy, we read them out. Do it now. One thing of note since last week, Josh Murphy posted a link to the Being Dickheads video, which we spoke about last week. So if you haven't checked that out, do check it out. It is funny. I've listened to it. It's a nice 80s synth vibe going on.
It is, isn't it?
It's great.
It is funny, isn't it? The first time I saw it, I thought, yes, these are the people that have been making me angry, and this is why. Well, isn't it? And we've all got a keyboard.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's good. It is good. It is good. Check it out. Anything else you want to talk about?
Not much, isn't it? Yeah. No, that's bad. It's very light this week on Facebook. I'm not sure what's going on.
In that case, then, make sure you leave us a Facebook comment this week. Facebook.com/...
Punky Radio.
There you go. We're a team.
Right now.
Next track, Billy Skin's Fifth, mate. Also playing Ballstock. All the bands this week are playing Ballstock. And all the tracks were sent through by G. La Roche, who is the mastermind behind Ballstock, which is a truly fantastic free music festival that happens in Bulldog, town up from me. All free, all great. It's competing with a couple of things I'm doing this weekend, but never mind about that. More about that later on. Do check it out. I've just found a website, didn't I? It is ballstock.wordpress.com. You'll find out all about it on there. I will repeat that website later on in the show. Right now, a really interesting band called Billy Skin's Fifth. I don't know how to describe this band other than they're a bit of everything all mashed up into one, and they make crazy stuff, and they're fronted by G. La Roche.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they're fronted by my mate G, who I saw last Sunday. Excellent bloke. Rumours around Bulldog that I am in fact his dad, but I might have started those. So we're going to hear from them right now, shall we? Incorruptibles.
Drug addiction, alcohol, sadism, bestiality, mutilation, murder, cannibalism, necrophilia. Not to mention a gamut of sexual goodies. But shall I go on?
Yeah!
Shows, spreading crime at the price of a dime. We are the incorruptibles, enigmatic round response. No, we lead chaotic mid shows, spreading crime at the price of a dime. Billy Skin's fucking fist. Functional, we breed chaotic minstrels. I drive at a price.
It was a frightening visage.
We are the incorruptibles, enigmatic, proud, dysfunctional. We breed chaotic visuals, spending crime at a price of a dime.
If it had ended, we would not be here.
Always looking.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Billy Skin's Fifth, a track called Incorruptibles. What is Billy Skin's Fifth's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Billy Skin's Fifth.
No, Facebook.com/pages/Billy-Skins-Fifth-1718-9341-955-7100. ?FREF=TS. What does that mean?
The ref bit means you linked from the timeline, I think.
No, but I mean, what does it mean? You told me before when they've got a silly one with numbers.
Oh, it's because they haven't set a default URL.
They haven't set a default URL, of course. The lunatics. And you're not setting a default URL. Such a simple thing. So anyway, you've got no chance there. Probably been in at 2:21. Type in Billy Skin's Fifth, as in 5TH, to Facebook, and you'll find that page, though. It's not so hard. Did you do anything last week?
No.
Well done. Thanks. I did. I did my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth, and weren't they a challenge? And Baldock, in fact. My Hitchin show on Friday night wasn't the busiest ever been, but was a really, really good show, and thanks to everyone who came down. We had great fun. Went out afterwards, but didn't stay out that late. I was home by 2 a.m.
Oh.
Not bad for me. Saturday night in Letchworth, we had a stag do showing up. They brought advance tickets, so I couldn't not let them in. And there was stag do from Watford, who were having their stag do in Letchworth. And the stag was getting married in Hemel.
Right.
Now, all I could think was it was either the shotgun wedding or he really likes roundabouts. Right. But they weren't necessarily... It was like they'd come on a holiday by mistake. They were fishes out of water at the gig, you know, really noisy and loud and disruptive in the first half. And I got rid of them at half-time, basically, single-handedly.
How?
Very impressed. I gave them half the money back and said, please go.
You said piss off.
Yeah. So they did. And so that was all fine. But then some of the people, it ruined the enjoyment of the first act for some of the people there. He still did well, but I could understand why they were pissed off. So I said to them that they could come to the show the next night in Bulldog instead. But I would just say before that, after the show, we went to the Arena Tavern, as we normally do, where I got stuck into the goat's gases, as is my wont for regulars to the show, with Flight Lieutenant Geordie Wood, who I'd been talking to a lot at the Edinburgh Fringe, who he flies for me some days, me and him are mates now, and he's just been transferred via the RAF to Henlow Camp, which is just up the road from me. So he popped down to the show, and me and him went out after drinking. What a great time. Lovely job. Yeah, then on the Sunday night, did the show in Baldock. Again, very low numbers there, but we had 3 months off. So a lot of people just didn't know it was on, or they'd fallen out of the habit of going. But it's another great show, so it worked out fine. And that one, I was home by 11 o'clock. Well, not long after.
A.M.?
No, it wasn't the usual. So actually, a fairly quiet weekend for me. Not as quiet as yours, of course. What were you doing? Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Anyway, here's a surprise for you. Another track coming up now. A band called Hostages for Smack. That we played last week, if you remember, and I said that, or week four, and I said they're a band from Stevenage, didn't I?
Did you say that?
I said they were, but they're not a band from Stevenage.
Okay.
They're really a band from Royston, but one of the main men in them is G. LaRoche. And that's right, who does Ball Stock? No, we're booking for it. Billy Skin's Fifth and Ossie's for Smack. I think they're both doing the same night. Oh, I said I'd look for Three Bottles Behind, didn't I, on the next.
For Saturday?
Yeah, for Saturday. Let me have a look here. Can I see them? They're not jumping out at me, I'll be honest. Here we go. I might be wrong. Maybe they're not booked this year. I'm having a look down here. Oh, I can't see. The writing's too small. I'm getting old. Let's just pretend they are. Anyway, Hostages for Smack, more of a straightforward punk band than what you just heard with Billy Skin's Fifth, who are quite clearly crazy. There'll be another track after this one by a band called The Blissits. We'll talk about them afterwards. In the meantime, what is Hostages for Smack's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Hostages for Smack.
It is indeed. It's Tony Too, Poorly the Internet Too, and this is Hymns for a Broken Society.
Hymns
busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
An honest man tries to make my way, a slave to the grind every fucking day. Forced to work for this rifle in mine, oh, I've had enough, I won't walk in line. You make decisions that control my life, stab in the back and then turn the knife. Everything you do suits your own ends, I'm left with nothing, gonna make amends.
I won't be what you want me to be, I won't see what you want me to see, I won't do what you want me to do, leave me alone, I won't be like you.
No. See through your political game, you're all oppression with different names. Building your empires, you're on the make. Push your foundation, the building will shake. You can get the law to take me away, but I'll be back to fight on another day. We've nothing to lose, except our chains. Nothing to lose, and everything again.
I won't be what you want me to be, I won't see what you want me to see, I won't do what you want me to do, leave me alone, I won't be like you.
No.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great John Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Blissits and a track called Nothing to Lose, open brackets, but your chains, close brackets. The Blissits are a non-political street punk band.
Okay.
And as a result, I like them a lot. What is their website?
Theblissits.co.uk?
It is indeed, Tony 3, probably being, isn't it, too? I wonder if I can see what day the Blissits are playing at Bullstock or whether the writing has just got too small again. Oh, I don't know. They're playing Bullstock. Look for yourself. Bullstock.wordpress.com. There you go. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. And more.
Ooh. Yep. Another week. More gigs at the 12 bar. As always. There was something on Sunday, so I'm going to do Friday to Sunday. And here we go. This Friday, the 13th.
Oh.
Yeah. The Witch Doctors, Run Devil Run, Top Buzzer, and the Heathen Souls. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
It'll be brilliant.
It will be. How much do you think it will be?
£6.
It is.
That's brilliant for £6.
Yeah. Saturday night, Running Riot, The Angry Agenda, The Uppercuts, The Jackhammers, and the late set from Viva Las Vegas. Maybe that's Viva Las Vegas. I don't know. It's London Calling night.
It'll be brilliant.
Saturday night, how much do you think it is?
£6.
It is. And finally, Sunday night, 15th, Ben London and more to be confirmed. No idea. Your guess is as good as mine on that one. Sunday evening, how much do you think?
£5.
£3.
Oh!
Yeah, cheeky.
Worth a pub. You're not doing anything else.
Exactly.
663, on the other side of the road and just to the left of the Number of the Beast.
Yes.
Correct.
Good.
got that right. Now, that doesn't conclude the gig guide, though, because obviously it's ball stop.
Okay.
So we need to just remind people about that. It's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend, 13th, 14th, 15th. Friday night, I don't think all the venues are being used, but some are. Saturday night is just bands all day. Sunday night is bands all day in most of the venues, but in the Old White Horse from 3 till 6, there is a three-hour comedy show that I've put together featuring me and eight other acts. It's going to be really, really good fun, as is the whole lot, to be honest. But you just try and get to Ballsock over the weekend if you're in the area at all, because it really is brilliant. And it depends on... it's all voluntary. It depends on donations. So they're handing around buckets around all day, and just throw a few quid in the bucket to make sure the thing happens next year. Sound all right?
It does.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bars. Stop. Oh, yeah. See what I did there.
Good.
Next track coming up. Quite frankly, never heard this band before, and quite frankly, really glad I did. One of the many MP3s that G. LaRoche sent me last week was a band called Jesus Hooligan, who I've never heard of before. And I don't know what this song is. It's another one of those. It sounds a bit like early Alien Sex Fiend. It also sounds a bit like Navajo Indians getting really excited. It also sounds like just a great time and somewhere you'd really, really like to go. Possibly the first didgeridoo punk band we've ever played.
Ooh.
Let's see what you think of this. I'll ask you now, though, what is Jesus Hooligans? Oh, did I ask you about the Blissets?
No.
Yeah, I must have done, because it's 3-2.
Oh. Yes.
What's the Blissets website?
The Blissets? Yeah. Blissets.co.uk?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so I think it's 3-2. Yeah, so what is Jesus Hooligan's Facebook page?
Jesus... Oh, facebook.com/JesusHooligan.
facebook.com/pages/Jesus-Hooligan/16355637535110. What does that mean?
And they haven't set their bloody default URL.
They haven't got a default URL.
God, what are they doing?
Okay. It's a good job they're good at music. This is Rain.
Nazi's box.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Jesus Hooligan. How good is that? Crazy. As soon as I heard that, I just want to go, I want to see this band live. I actually really want to see them live. I thought I like a band that puts on a show. They strike me as the kind of band that would be an experience, not just going through the motions. Hmm. Rather like the Chavs, who I went back and watched all of our clips because there was a couple I'd missed. I'd missed Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
it was good. Well done, good. Was. Yeah, sorry, that's just if you can be bothered. What's the easiest way to find that on YouTube?
I've got a YouTube page where I can't remember what it is. I think it's The Tony Hearn. Go to youtube.com/ The Tony Hearn.
And there's loads of clips on there. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so I'll probably look that up.
Our band, which is now what, 8 years old?
2006, last time we played.
Yeah, last time we played, 2006. So, yeah, we put that to bed a long time ago. We're nearly ready for a reunion. That would
do
fun.
It.
That would be funny. I wonder if we could find a venue to do it in.
I bet we could. But Luke does lots of gigs, doesn't he? So I bet he could sort something out.
Well, yeah, and then there's only... Well, Carl will be up for it, won't he?
Yeah.
Can we get Tomo out of retirement?
It only ever takes 3 practices. And that's a luxury. 3? Yeah, exactly. Want to do it.
Yeah, normally it takes one. Oh, I did in that, but we're older now. Are we wiser? Who knows? Anyway, this isn't about us. Well, it is kind of. Are you doing anything this week?
No.
You're amazing.
I know.
I am. Okay. I've got loads done. I'm off on Friday, fortunately, because it's a very unlucky night in general. I might go to the ball stock if you get a chance. Saturday night, I'm doing the latest in my Dolly Burlesque shows. This one's called Dolly's Giddy Kipper. It's a Giddy Kipper because it's Yom Kippur. I've got 4 acts on, 2 burlesque dancers. There's only 35 tickets available because 15 were sold out in advance to one group. So if you'd like to buy a ticket, you need to get down to the Victoria Pub in Hitchin or message me directly and I will try and help you out. But they are going, so make sure you buy one of those very soon. Sunday, it's the afternoon, I am doing ball stop. Sunday night, got a gig at the Pad in Bedford and I've ended up with 6 acts on and it's going to be fantastic. It's if you haven't been down the Pad before, it's a bijou boutique nightclub.
Okay.
Bit run down, really, but it's great. It's great stand-up comedy. Only holds about 70 people sat. Get it down if you're in the Bedford area and tell your mates about it as well, because it's important we get people down to this show for the simple reason that the venue and myself need to get it full to make any money at all, because the ticket price is pretty cheap at £8 / £6 members. And the venue needs to sell some beer, and it's Sunday night, and it's difficult getting people out in Bedford on a Sunday night. It's a bit like Gothenburg in that respect. But that's where the similarity ends, I would say. Yes, that's it. So do try and come down to that. We've got a great lineup of comics who right now escape me. But they haven't escaped me then, but they weren't in the cupboard. I'll just go. Anyway, time for the next song.
Okay.
Been threatening to play these for a long time as well, but didn't have any of their MP3s. A band again from the St. Evanage area, a band called The Defectors, DefEkters. And they're, I'm going to call them a ska band, but they're kind of reggae stroke ska, you know. Well, you'll see when you've heard this, but they're really, really good band. And again, another band that put on a great show. What is their, I'll ask you what their thingies are after this. Just have a listen to this. This is Defectors, Freedom Fighters.
Yeah.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Defected's track called Freedom Fighters. They're playing Bullstock, as are the other acts we're playing this week. Do try and get along to it. It's going to be a truly brilliant fest. It all takes place in the town. It's not in a field or anything. It's all in every single pub around the town and one or two other locations as well. It's just really, really brilliant. I've been for the last 2 years. It's just excellent. What is Defected's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Defectors.
It is.
Ooh.
What does that make it? Tony 440 the Internet 3. Yeah, that's right. With one to go. Oh, how exciting. Yeah, well done you. Right then, so I haven't got much more to say about them because I don't know the band. But I know of them, but I don't actually know. But they are very good. So do make sure that you check them out and I hope you enjoyed that. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@funkyradio.com. I want the twat's name.
I'm going to take my shoes off for this.
Okay. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Do email me. We've had a few come through of late, and that's great. So let's keep the trend going. Through to Christmas. This one is from Ludwig von Drakenberg III.
Hello, Ludwig.
Yeah. Who says? Goopa Goopa. I was travelling on the highway on vacation and took a wrong turn. No problem, I thought. We will just look for the next U-turn. We got to the toll booth and, wanting to be polite and legal, I asked the operators to move the lane separators so we could pass. Should have done it myself and legged it. They were obnoxious, unhelpful and said it was against their procedures. They made us pay again the toll we had just gone through and make the U-turn on the other side. Just silly and wasteful. If it was a safety issue, the highway was deserted, it was a tiny one out in the country, it would have been just as dangerous on either side. At least they didn't want another payment after the U-turn. Well, actually, they did want one, but that is just one we managed to negotiate.
Right, okay.
So for being intransigent and silly, I nominate the toll booth operators in Lyon as twats.
But it's only the toll booth operators going in one direction.
That's true, but it sounds like the other side was trying it on as well.
Yeah, but they were successfully negotiated.
That's true.
So we can, and we don't know whether it's northbound or southbound, do we?
We don't.
Or whichever way it was. But fuck it, they're French.
Exactly.
Have it, bloody Lyon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We hated most of the tar operators.
Oh, you got really angry with them, didn't you? So, I'll take it back.
Yeah. So for being intransigent and silly, the toll booth operators in Lyon, France,
is a twat. Yeah,
it's true.
The poor man had a malaise with the Lyonnaise. That, my friend, no charge. Right, last track then, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah, this is good. Oh, it's a great band. This band got Overload. I saw these, didn't I? I saw these with RSI and the Bleach Boys, I think, in Northampton. They're band Cambridge, I think. I'm doing a lot of thinking here. That's unusual for me. Anyway, they're a great band. And they're playing Bullstock this weekend, as are the others we played, and I hope you've enjoyed the music this week. And next week is not a special, but it will be special.
It's always special.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What is Overload's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Overload Band?
No, Facebook.com/Overload Street Punk. Paul the Internet 4, Tony 4, an honourable draw. This is One by One. That was Overload and a track called One by One. They and the rest of the bands this week will be on at Ballstock this weekend. I hope to see some of you down there. I also hope to see some of you on Saturday night if you don't fancy Ballstock, coming along to my burlesque show. And hey, Sunday night, why not come along to a show in Bedford? Or indeed, just go to do something locally this weekend if you live local. That is the long and the short of it there. And if you fancy travelling, why not travel? Be great fun. Thanks so much for listening this week. Tony, could you just run through the internet stations that cover this show?
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com, and we're on podunkradio.com, we're podunkradio.com, and galacticworldradio.com, galactic worldradio.com.
Well done indeed. And have you mentioned iTunes this week?
I think I have. If you are on iTunes, please do leave us an iTunes review. It does really help us out. A few reviews do make a difference, so please do so if you haven't already. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left there's an iTunes link. Hit that. It'll open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com. And we'll feature you on the show.
That's about the size of it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.